I was in the Marine Corps,
so I suggest y'all turn around and adios.
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Dildos.
And the man, drunk, some would describe him as being too hot for Instagram.
Ooh.
The king of pranks, ooh, the albino man. Alligator. Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis.
This show is not sensitive.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Did he do it on purpose? He was talking about censoring himself and.
Sorry, you're too hot for the Instagram, I hear. You were banned.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Banned.
Banned from by Instagram? What'd you post?
Banned.
What'd you do? What happened?
I don't know.
Give me the dirt. Give me the scoop.
They just told me can't do anything on this website. Checked again in however many days, but then I checked again in the morning, and they said they didn't say anything.
They changed their mind, Travis. They're like, wait, this guy, he's not so bad.
Were they being ageist?
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong.
They say, hey, Travis, man. Is too old for Instagram?
Hey, you're 40, dude. You don't belong on Instagram. Get back on Facebook.
Did you post any of your minimum wage hot takes, Travis? Is that what got you,
ooh,
you think?
Maybe that's it.
You know, they're
maybe Zuck's like, I don't want people knowing about that.
They're just banning people willy nilly now, Travis. They banned the MyPillow guy.
Did they really?
Yeah, they were like, you know,
yeah, MyPillow guy's out.
Golly,
this fucking MyPillow guy, fuck him. Like, he's Trump's friend.
Oh, you friends with Trump?
He's talking about stolen elections. He's got to go.
You know, Travis.
And then now he's also suing a newspaper because they said he was dating that broad from 30 Rock.
Which broad from 30 Rock? The blonde uppity
the
gal?
Blonde, Jane Krak. Yeah.
She's dating the MyPillow guy?
That's what the newspaper or website said, and she denied it, and he decided the best thing to do would be to sue them 2 days later.
That's silly,
it's
Travis.
It's good for him, though, if it happens.
It's good for him, I would think. Travis, it's like that, you know, when Pete Davidson, like, don't you think if Pete Davidson's stock goes up, right? I mean, it goes way up, then it's like, well, I mean, this guy's pulling Ariana Grande numbers, so, like, obviously it'd probably be okay if I fuck him, right?
That's just like when Lyle Lovett married Julia Roberts.
Or Dwight Yoakam after that.
Now, Travis, this gets into something that I want to talk about. See, because like I caught wind of something this week, and I didn't put two and two together when I saw the film. But what I've seen a lot this week, Travis, is people calling Wonder Woman a rapist. Did you see the Wonder Woman is a rapist thing?
Yeah, these types of things, and I know we'll go into it, but these types of things, as soon as I see them online, I immediately ignore that it exists.
Did you ignore that it exists? Because like I got into like a really deep philosophical conversation with the internet about it, Travis, because it's kind of interesting. Now, okay, drunk.
I haven't seen Wonder Woman.
Do you remember the Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan Freaky Friday movie? Did you see it? Who cares? But you know what it's about. Lindsay Lohan, Jamie Lee Curtis, they switch bodies.
Right.
They run around.
Did you see the Jason Bateman?
Yeah. I mean,
Jason Bateman, Ryan Reynolds.
Loosely, yeah. I know the concept.
Okay.
Did you see the Fred Savage Dudley Moore movie? Did you see the... Okay.
Did you see the hot chick with Rob Schneider? That's the best example I can come up with right now. Okay, so...
Yes, ooh, I did see that.
Should have led with that.
Hot chick, fuck yes.
Now... You're Rob Schneider. You get Freaky Friday'd into the blonde.
He's like a totally bad dude in that movie, too.
Into the blonde gal, right? So yeah. You're the blonde gal, but you're the mind of Rob Schneider.
Right.
I mean, you're trying that body out, right?
Oh.
You're trying it out.
1,000%. There was a Star Trek Voyager where the doctor switched with Jerry Ryan's character.
But, Drunk, the debate going on online, and this is interesting... is so in Wonder Woman, and I mean, like, I'll just spoil it because who gives a fuck, Drunk? I'll spoil it.
You agree? I won't see it. So,
did you see the first Wonder Woman?
I did not. Nope.
Okay, so Chris Pine is in the first Wonder Woman, and he's her boyfriend.
Is he not in the second?
No, he dies.
Oh, spoiler.
So, in the second one, she wishes on a magic rock that he would come back from the dead.
So he is in the second one.
So he comes back from the dead, but like he just Freaky Fridays into some other dude.
Okay.
But that dude is just gone then. So he's just like in a coma sleeping in the ether.
So dude is gone, right, Drunk?
Okay.
But Chris Pine is in his body.
Okay.
So she fucks Chris Pine in this other guy's body.
Okay.
And so the argument online, Drunk, is that Wonder Woman is a rapist and that actually, technically, Chris Pine is also a rapist because he's committing a sex act with someone who can't consent because he's using the body to do the sex.
Do you see, a person would just... gloss over this on the
but
internet.
Is it a leap? It's not really a leap because I think I kind of agree with them, Travis. I mean, like, so she knows.
I love the
thing about it is, Travis. Ugh. Okay, so
it's a Wonder Woman movie, dude.
So
there's a magic rock that people get to wish on, and the Kristen Wiig gets to turn into the apex predator. She turns into a cat lady. Don't overthink it, man.
She kind of inadvertently murdered the man, right? Like, I mean, it was like some kind of...
No, he came back at the end.
Manslaughter, right? Because she wished him to be dead. And I guess she didn't know that she was murdering
somebody.
She
didn't even know it was going to come back in that guy. And the guy came back at the end, and they had a little cute little meeting on the street.
So on one hand, she might have murdered him. Because if he didn't come back, then it's a murder. Or is it not a murder? Because, I mean, his body's still
roaming
around.
No, she didn't say, I hope Steve Trevor takes over this guy's body and apartment. She just said, I wish my boyfriend was back. It's whoever the stone powers come from that's the one that shoves Steve Trevor in this dude.
But then
she doesn't see the dude.
She goes into the dude's apartment and sees, oh, yeah, my boyfriend took over this guy's body. Look at all his stuff.
I guess I better leave because Steve Trevor's in this guy's body. Better not talk to Steve Trevor. Better not get romantically involved with my boyfriend who's now in this guy's body. See ya, Steve Trevor. Wouldn't want to be ya. Come on. What is she supposed to do? Abandon him? Be like, ah, fuck, you're in somebody else's body.
But it's
too bad. So
it's
sad.
Kind of rape, though, Travis.
Ridiculous. You ridiculous.
It's like saying, fucking somebody like when saying, they're sleeping.
It's like saying somebody with dissociative personality disorder, if one of their personalities wants to have sex with you, you're raping all other 10 personalities. Come, get the fuck out of here.
I'm glad that you're more articulate than me, Travis, because I'd just be sitting here like, whatever, Mike, you're dumb. That would be my argument. You're dumb. I'm sorry.
But this whole, as soon as it popped up, and somebody at work brought this to my attention too, because they had noticed it like 2 weeks after it happened, because this has been going on since it popped out.
Yeah, I just saw it. I totally missed this, and I don't know how I did, Travis.
Because it happened immediately on release. It was Christmas Day, and people were already talking about how she raped this dude. Can't you give your hot takes a break for Jesus's birthday, for fuck's sake?
No, you cannot.
Okay, Travis, you're that guy, though. And like somebody comes
okay,
to you.
Okay, you fucked Gal Gadot.
Yeah, and you said,
good for you. Said,
hey, I was going to say,
hey, man, why
your shoulders are going to hurt
while
from high-fiving all your fucking buddies. What the fuck?
Plus, then afterwards, they had a meet cute on the street, and he was totally into her, and he could just be like, he could find out about this and be like, listen, Wonder Woman, you can just, I'll just pretend to be Steve Trevor if you ever want to get
her. Right.
And she says, been there, done that, slaps him on the ass and goes away. She flies now, yeah. Apparently, Travis. I don't know how that happened, but now she just flies.
And she flew in the show, magically.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got a magic lasso. It carries her.
I guess it would be weird for the Jamie Lee Curtis, Lindsay Lohan thing, because they were mother and daughter. So, like, you don't want to do that.
Well, that's the problem with those, is it, you know, that's, they actually did get into that in the change up with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman, where you take it the R-rated version. If you're going to go R-rated with it, it has to be people who are not, like, related, right?
Right.
But, see, I guess the thing is like, if that happened to you...
Did he not sleep with Jason Bateman's wife because he didn't...
Didn't she have diarrhea?
Yeah, he was going to, but then... Yeah,
she went and took a big shit with the door open.
Didn't Jason Bateman have sex with that pregnant gal in Ryan Reynolds' body or something like that?
Travis, I'll tell you what. I forgot that movie as I was watching it. So.
It wasn't that bad.
No, I mean, it was fine.
That movie's funny.
Anything with Jason Bateman in it, I'm in.
Yeah, that movie's funny.
Yeah,
you got to piss in the fountain to switch back. It's great.
but I guess if that were really to happen to you and you were to Freaky Friday, you would probably be on the assumption that, like, this is your life now. This is me forever. I guess I'm just going to have to figure it out.
Yeah, because in the first place, how would it ever happen? And if it did happen, you wouldn't be like immediately thinking, oh, that we'll definitely be able to change this back. Like, how would you even start?
But yeah, I'm trying to settle into
Ryan Reynolds' body.
Trying that body out. I'm doing it.
Just think about if you were Sam from Quantum Leap, how many different bodies you got to try out.
Oh, that must have been great, Travis.
Dude, by the time that show ended, he would have had the biggest, he would have been the kinkiest dude that ever existed.
Right. I mean, you'd just be putting stuff in your butt for fun. Yeah. Be like, what happens if I fuck this butthole up? I'm going to be in a different body in a couple days anyway. You know?
It's not my problem.
Who
and then
cares?
He's going to go back to Sam Beckett body at the end of that series, and he'll never be satisfied again.
I mean, you could just cut fingers off to see what it feels like, Travis. That guy was practically
chop a finger off and shove that in your butt or in your pee hole.
God, Travis. He was god.
Do whatever
man.
The hell he wants.
And what was his little assistant guy?
Sam?
Ziggy.
Ziggy fucking ruled, Travis. I wish I could have a friend like Ziggy.
Yeah. Man, is it on Netflix or something?
I don't think it is. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere.
Drunk, let's start a fucking Quantum Leap podcast. It'll keep us on track.
You know, season one started in March.
Right. When I was a teenager, and I don't even think this was a Columbia House thing, I actually there was a soundtrack for Quantum Leap and owned that. I might actually still own that thing. Listen to the hell out of that. Good stuff.
Fun fact, Travis, Scott Bakula is from Missouri.
That is a fun fact.
Ooh.
Travis, best soundtrack ever. Go.
The Crow.
Fair enough.
I think the Crow City of Angels might have had a better soundtrack. The Crow City of Angels is a bad movie.
I like that. That was the only decent sequel to The Crow. And I am a Crow diet. Like, that's like my all time favorite movie.
Romeo and Juliet had a good soundtrack.
For me, it's 1997.
But only one.
Gazira.
Is that the one with
with Puffy?
Puff Daddy's Come With Me. Yeah, that's a classic.
It's got Rage Against the Machine on there.
Is You Can Hate Me Now on that by Nas, too?
I think so. I think there's a Bush song on there. It's quality. Oh,
that
quality.
Is a good soundtrack.
The Jamiroquai. And of course, it had the Brain Stew Godzilla remix.
Oh, yeah.
Travis, my wife and I lately.
My wife.
We have been watching Everybody Loves Raymond. We've been going back and watching. Everybody Loves Raymond.
You just turn on TV Land and let it rock.
You just need a 20-minute, fucking 18-minute...
Travis.
Brain reset.
You're a 70-year-old man.
Raymond.
All that.
Travis, Raymond is
Raymond.
Such a fucking prick, Travis. He's the worst.
What's his brother's name? Bobby?
He sucks. Robert.
Robert. All that Robert. Yeah. All that Robert.
Yeah. Raymond is an asshole to literally everybody on that show. And while his parents kind of are shitheads, he is a dick to literally everybody.
Right. Right. Like his wife, the other, he's standing there by the couch and she's in the kitchen. I'm sure you have the Raymond house pretty well mapped out in your head. So he is way closer to the door. Doorbell rings.
I mean, isn't it the same map of everybody else's TV?
And he looks at her. And she says, will you go answer the door? And he just says, no.
It's basically the Brady Bunch layout, right?
So he makes her walk way farther to go answer the door. What if there was a murderer at the door, Travis? The one after that
layout, but there's a back.
She gets sick. She has the flu. She wakes up ill. And he is so mad that, like, he has to watch the kids for a day while she's on the mend. He's, like, makes it all about himself. He's awful, Travis. And
watching the kids in that show is super easy because you barely realize they even have kids because they never have them in, like, frame.
Right.
Because they just talk about having the kids.
They're probably just a pain in the ass. Like, they're always upstairs. Like, you know, they're yeah. Like, when they play the piano music, like, they're always coming down the stairs going, oh, I just put the kids to bed. They're like, oh, well, that was
right. They had convenient. The they had, what, three kids and two of them were twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only Raymond episode that I ever remember that stuck with me, and I haven't watched that show in years and never really did in the first place. But there was a episode where they were pissed off because both of them left, or one of them left the luggage at the bottom of the stairs, and both of them refused to take the used luggage up to their bedroom. And it was just a stalemate for the entire episode.
Yeah, no, they're very petty, Travis. They're petty. They shouldn't be married. They hate each other. They obviously hate each other. He doesn't respect her because she doesn't work, and she doesn't like him because he doesn't do anything with the kids. They hate each other. They hate his parents. They hate his brother. They all hate each other.
I mean, she's fairly attractive for a not working housewife for TV, though, right?
Sure, but I mean, they always are. Keaton?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that schlub, the King of Queens, like, is batting way out of his spot in the order.
Yeah.
They all are.
My dad always had a thing for the home improvement gal.
And by the way,
he got her, and then,
like, Travis, he does so little, and, like, you know, she just...
He's got the life, too, because isn't he a sports writer?
Is thrilled.
Yeah, like, who works from home, I think, right? Doesn't he work from home?
No, he goes to... He works at a newspaper.
As a sports writer.
And, like, he comes home, and she's like, you shit in the top part of the toilet. And he's like, I cleaned it out, Deborah. And then she bats her eyes and goes, oh, Raymond, that's so great of you to clean the shit out of the toilet that you put in the toilet. And then it's all better. It's terrible, Travis. I just get mad. I watch it and
Mike is rage watching, like, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Why is this fucking guy? Why do they accept this? Why don't they just kill Raymond?
Like, because everybody loves him.
They're wrong, though. They're wrong to love him.
Hey, I mean, you can't tell people who it's wrong to love.
And isn't all
2021
sitcoms of that ilk kind of the same, though?
Yeah.
There's never been a sitcom where the husband and wife super get along and team up against other people. It's always there's constant bickering all the time.
That's not a bad premise, though, Travis. Let's make that, you know, just Married with Children was different because, like, she wanted to fuck and he didn't. And that was really the only difference. Like, you know, in all of these, like, you know, the guy wants to fuck real bad, and the gal isn't really into it.
Either the guy wants to fuck and to eat, like, he wants the wife to cook once in a while, and or like she doesn't want to do either of those
sex
things.
Is given to him as a reward, you know, like a, right. like if he mops, she's like, oh, you mopped. I think it's sexy when you mop. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah. Here's your...
Yeah, you're come, giving him a
go upstairs.
A doggy treat for sitting, you know.
Yeah. I just put the kids to bed. Let's go upstairs.
Are they kind of both huge pieces of shit in Roseanne?
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one I think that those two, that's probably the most realistic relationship out of all the sitcoms.
Travis, does anybody want to fuck on Roseanne?
No, of course not. They, once in a while they did. They're like, let's bust this bed up because there are two huge people like at full-size bed. I mean, they didn't barely even fit on the bed. It was so small. But they got into it once in a while, but it wasn't like every other sitcom where everybody's constantly at each other. Like, the entire premise of every episode of most sitcoms is the husband and wife added it for some reason. And Roseanne, I think Dan and Roseanne were on the same page most of the time.
See, I think the problem is because most of those sitcoms are either based in either New York or L.A., whereas Roseanne was based in Chicago.
You know what show I like, Travis, that kind of broke the mold with what you're saying? The couple that teamed up. What was that one with Oliphant and Drew Barrymore that she ate people?
Oh, yeah, Santa Clarita Diet, baby.
That couple was great, Travis. They didn't argue. They just, like, went and found people for her to eat.
Yep, he was down for whatever. He loved her so much, he didn't give a shit if she had to eat people. They just found some
Nazis. Yeah, he's like, let's just go find some people for you to eat. And it sucks that they canceled that, and the second season ended on kind of a cliffhanger. Now we don't ever know what's going to happen. But those two seasons were good.
Yeah, and even her, like, because she realized... Because of everything he was sacrificing for her, she was super nice and caring every time he kind of lost his mind because they were like chopping people up and dealing with little weird like puke spiders and shit.
So if you had to move to a place where your wife had to eat people.
Like, where would be the best place to go?
Yeah.
Probably somewhere remote where witnesses would be far.
I'm thinking like Austin.
No, you got to go to like L.A. I mean, we just watched the Richard Ramirez Night Stalker documentary. That motherfucker killed like a kajillion people in like half a year.
So you just mean like by volume? Because there's just like a lot of people. And so like you won't miss a few missing.
I'm thinking Austin. There's so many homeless people in Austin.
So that's what we're going for. We're going for the homeless, you think?
Oh, totally.
See, I was thinking like you find guys who live alone. Like out.
I feel
in the
like
woods.
You should just. I feel like what you're looking for is you go to a Planet Fitness and you find the meatheads who are constantly taking gym selfies who look like complete douchebags. You take those guys out as soon as they're walking out of the back door.
So you want to eat gym rats, Travis? Is that because you think they'd be the most delicious?
Mostly, no, I think it's just to take them off social media.
Oh
no, I'm just trying to go with. How are you getting less trouble?
Well, I mean, give it time, Travis. Eventually, they're going to kick everybody off social media. Right?
They will not silence our voices.
WFOG! Our phones have become essential. Apps keep track of our schedules, our fitness, our love lives. But what if an app could tell you how long?
I got 63 years.
57 years.
Before you die, would you want to know?
What? 30 minutes?
This app. It's fake, obviously.
My girlfriend said the same thing. It knew. That app said she was gonna die.
Oh my God.
Who's there?
It's Little Nero, sir. I have your pizza.
Let me see that. Let me see your phone.
Okay.
Dear, you downloaded the Little Nero's Pizza app.
Live. Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Hey, dear, if you do anything wrong in your life, and I find out about it, I'm going to try to take everything away from you. And I don't care when I find out. It could be today, tomorrow, 15, 20 years from now. I find out you're fucking good.
Don't matter if you vote red or blue, cause you told a joke in 2002, it's true. The Twitter mob's coming for you. Context used to be the king. Now context don't mean anything, right on cue. The Twitter mob's coming for you.
What I kept getting advised was to just stay quiet and to not say anything. And that's the advice because we're all afraid. I took it from God, I'm a big fan. You're right, I'm going to say something to get myself into even more trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm not a racist. I don't feel this way.
Apologize, count to 10. They'll make you apologize again. Shame on you. The Twitter mob's coming for you.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
A few mementos for you. Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487 Hey Andor, WFOD show.
Fun fact.
On Skype.
Kokomo, not a real place.
Not real?
Not real.
Also never play that song unless it's the Uncle Jesse version.
And Travis, so a guy that works for the New York Times, he wrote an article giving Joe Biden shit for wearing a Rolex watch because he's an everyman and he shouldn't wear a Rolex watch.
And none of those politicians are everyman.
Yeah, the guy was in the Senate since the 70s and then he was vice president of the nation for 8 years. Yeah. I mean, like, I think the guy could probably afford a $7,000 watch. I would think no problem.
Yeah, how much do these people think their suits cost if they're worried about the watches?
Right. And so the thing
does
is,
he have a problem, does
just
he have a problem
just the
with
tailoring
the,
of the suit?
The solid gold toilet on Air Force One that costs $30,000. I mean, fuck you.
Now, this is the funny thing, Travis, is like me and you, we are defending an obvious point that I think 99.5% of people would agree with. Of course Joe Biden is not an everyman. He's the president. He's been in the Senate for or vice president for like 40 years. Yep. He could probably afford a nice watch. I would hope he can afford a nice watch.
Right. He's been in politics since I Love Lucy was on television.
So. Oh, I hit the wrong button, Travis. So it's so stupid because like one guy says something so obviously dumb. And then like everybody has this easy dunk that like we all say, and like we think that we're doing a good thing by arguing like the point that I think everyone should just be like, yeah, no, that guy who wrote that, he's a dumb guy.
He's dumb. What do you want him to do? Now wear a watch?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not going to know what time it is. Or he's going to look at his phone. I don't think you can have a phone, can you? Oh, I guess that's out the window now, right? You can have a phone now.
You can have a phone, yeah.
Early in the Obama years, weren't they like making a big deal about how they didn't think he should have a phone? And I think they're making a big deal about how Joe Biden rides one of those fancy exercise bikes too, Travis.
A Peloton?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they're worried about the national security of a Peloton in the White House.
What, like the gals in their sports bras are gonna learn some national security stuff?
Oh shit! Joe left the nuclear codes out on the desk by the fucking Peloton. Now everybody can see them. Come on.
How do those Peloton things work? Don't you just watch a video of a gal telling you to?
I mean, it is connected to the internet.
Pedal
yeah,
faster.
So.
Well, isn't it? I thought it was live. I thought they were actual classes.
Yeah. That you did. Or you could watch a video of like you going through like the mountains on the bike.
Yeah. But I mean, like you can watch the gal and like she'll say, you're doing a really good job. You should pedal harder. But she can't see you, can she? I mean, she's not pedaling for one person. She's probably pedaling for a whole shitload of people.
No, but I think
that she, are watching.
Like she can see the stats of the people, but she can't see the actual people.
Oh.
Because it's not like
you don't think Peloton. You don't think Peloton's sneaking a little webcam in there to get your like some facial recognition and shit. You don't think Peloton's trying to collect your personal data?
And what's Joe's screen name? Travis, is it
POTUS?
POTUS 46.
Big Prez 79.
It's silly to me that people don't just see. Oh yeah, this New York Times guy. He's a dumb guy. And we don't all need to argue with him because it's stupid. Like, it's too easy.
The fun thing about that is a lot of these guys are writing things so on-the-nose ridiculous, specifically because they know how social media will react to these things. So if you write something, such a hot take that you know everybody's going to be like, you are the biggest dipshit, they're going to interact, they're going to retweet, and it's going to be nothing but clicks to the New York Times website, which is going to create ad revenue.
Because that's what you do, Travis. You rage quote tweet and post a link for other people to go to the New York Times. And then people go to it and say, $3 for the New York Times? I'm not paying that. No, I'm not turning my ad blocker off. But I guess they still get clicks, right? They get clicks to the website. Yep. And like whether you read it or not, you read the headline, clicked the link, and then decided whether or not to get mad about it. So
yeah, that sweet, sweet click. All that did was bump you up in Google's algorithm. So every time you click on Google News, it's one of the first things that pops up is your website.
The headline was Biden wearing Rolex? And I mean, well, that's all I know about it because I clicked the link and then it was like, do you want to pay $3? I was like, no, I don't.
No, of course not. Well, that's the same thing that's been happening for the last two weeks since the Deshaun Watson out of Houston thing came up, is that every sports writer right now in the last couple of weeks has been writing. And this was before even you heard anything from Deshaun Watson. It was all rumors at first. Every sports writer from a struggling franchise that needs a quarterback, the Chicago Bears included, they are clickbait headlining Deshaun Watson coming to Chicago things like the. I mean, you're talking 2-3 paragraphs of just gibberish because they know desperate Bears fans have been living like with a lottery mentality for 2 weeks, being like, oh baby, can you imagine if he came to Chicago? And I would assume that a lot of other franchise
one right on your
fans
fucking chest. Oh,
are doing, oh my God. Beaten off in the off season.
Should I tease this podcast episode, Travis, by saying that there's some like a Deshaun Watson Chicago Bears rumors in it?
You could do literally any NFL team that needs a quarterback right now, like people who are super close. You could, I mean, Pittsburgh, they just signed Dwayne Haskins, but you could be like, ooh, breaking news on this podcast. It's a possibility that Deshaun Watson goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Will we ever wise up to this, Travis? Will we ever realize that it's all just for the clicks? It's all made up nonsense.
Well, and it's kind of like so earlier in the week when, you know, right after the game, Aaron Rodgers, oh, I don't know what my future holds. That's the same way with any NFL player. I mean, nothing in their life is guaranteed.
Right.
And that's what, and even I even saw a quote by him too. I think it just came up today or yesterday, was that it's literally the same carbon copy bullshit that he says at the end of every single season.
Right.
There's no possible way. You'd have to be the dumbest franchise on earth to let Aaron Rodgers right. go while he's still got at least 3 years to play.
And he's not necessarily even talking about himself, but there's going to be 5, 6, 10 guys that were on that team this year right. that will not be on that team next year.
And he's under contract for 2 more seasons anyway, so who gives a fuck?
2 more seasons.
Yeah. At a pretty reasonable rate, by the way.
Right. So.
Super reasonable. But that's the best thing about it, is because of that one talking point, that one out of context quote, you can essentially do your job as a sports writer or a clickbait headline guy right. for a good solid
right,
week.
Yeah. No, not necessarily the writer. It's the headline.
Yeah, I know about what your future holds, Aaron. You're going to play football next year for probably about $30 million. And then, you know, maybe the guy that they drafted, they'll want to play him, and they'll trade you to somebody else who wants you for a year or two to also make a lot, like $30 million. And like,
right.
By the way, Aaron, Olivia Munn is like really like just gone nuts on like posting thirst stuff lately. Like she just like poses, like there are videos of like her posing. I don't know what she's doing. But like I think she misses you, Aaron. You should call her.
Please do, because please.
I would say no.
My biggest dream for the offseason is that Aaron Rodgers finds a girlfriend, because those are typically his most god awful seasons.
Yeah. Travis, speaking of the internet and
man,
spite,
the year with Danica. Ugh,
did you see the GameStop stuff going on?
Oh, it's priceless. It's priceless.
It's amazing.
So, Travis, what happened was everyone found out that PlayStation and Xbox were pretty much going to go digital. And so they were thinking to themselves, oh, well, that's going to totally fuck GameStop. And so on the stock market, what you can do is you can like bet against shit. And how you bet against shit is like, I guess you borrow you borrow stocks from somebody who already owns it. And then
try to sell it off.
Is that anyway, what
it's
they're
a short sell.
Yeah. It's a short sell. And basically what they're doing is they're betting on GameStop to fail so that like they make a bunch of money.
Which I right. still feel like so, still won't happen.
And so,
what happened is
GameStop didn't fail fast enough, and I guess because they're selling Funko Pops, Travis. I don't know how they haven't failed yet, but they haven't. And so, like all of these people who were betting against GameStop,
well, you still need to buy the hardware.
You have to buy the PlayStations and the Xboxes,
right?
And the controllers. There's stuff they can sell. So
stickers to put on your PlayStation.
They miscalculated. And so like somehow people caught wind that all of these dum-dums were going to say, I guess you have to buy the stock if you eventually have to give it back. And like you have to buy it to keep your place. Travis, I don't know how any of this works, but...
So what it is people are betting against GameStop. They thought, we're going to short sell this stuff. We're going to get rid of it. They're going to fail, so we're going to borrow it. We're going to sell it so we can buy it back at a higher price later. What they didn't expect was a Reddit group with 2 million users called Wall Street Bets teaming up and saying, getting wind of this and being like, holy shit, guys, they're tanking the price of GameStop stock. Let us buy all of it. So when there is hundreds of thousands of people buying large quantities of a stock, then those people who short sold it have to buy it back to essentially, like you said, kind of keep your spot, but mostly because they're going to lose money if they don't buy it back. So what happens is this large group of people bought this stock. It drove the price up, and all of these people were going to lose tons of money if they didn't buy this stock back. So what you had was two different groups of people, one who was trying to fuck over big suit people who were like trying to make money on the little guy.
Spike, but, well, and also and making some money for themselves in the process.
Yeah, and trying to make money on stuff. So both of that, yeah, I mean, it's obviously to make money. It's a stock market. So it's two factions of people with different goals, but the same goals, buying tons of stock, which drove GameStop shares up 400%.
So at the beginning of the week, it was $3. Now,
and today, they drove it up to like $100.
Today it closed at $120.
Which none of this has anything to do with GameStop.
Fucking Yahtzee if no, you bought
GameStop
that shit at $3 a pop.
GameStop literally did nothing at all. And right. They actually said they were talking, I had read an article, there was a guy, one of the linchpins of this movement to kind of fuck over suit guys and also make money. He bought $50,000 of GameStop stock.
Rolling a cake right now. Just rolling in cake.
He made $11 million.
Oh my God. And so it
just was by treating the stock market like a fake video game, like it absolutely is.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about it, just the stock market in general, but man, to go from $3 to $120 in the matter of 3 fucking days.
It's absolutely the stock market nowadays is absolutely with all the apps and all of the data out there is so accessible to a normal person. And when you can team up people, you know, like on Reddit, or, you know, like with anything, when large groups of people get together with like the same goal in mind, you can change everything. And the thing that most Wall Street guys don't realize now, they're still kind of stuck in the outdated mode of, you know, the olden days of how the stock market works. Like all these just dudes with the fucking Robinhood app have completely changed how investing in stocks works and have driven prices up and made shit tons of money. And people are like incredulous. They have no idea what the hell is happening with this stock market. So they talk shit about it constantly, but it's just kind of the way that it works now. You can take, I mean, AMC, they tanked, obviously, right? Because nobody can go see motion pictures,
right?
And they drove it down to like $2 or whatever. It was very close to being delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, and it was driven back up to like $4.50. So if you bought at, you know, $2 a lot, and then it doubled in price, you can make a bunch of money. And it's all market manipulation by large groups of people. It's crazy.
It's funny, though. It's really funny.
It is super funny.
Get together on a Reddit friend and be like, you know what? Fuck these guys.
let's make GameStop stock so volatile that nobody has any idea what the fuck is coming.
Right. Next thing you know, by this time next year, they're going to be worth Amazon, probably.
Yeah, Travis, I'll tell you, that's worth throwing a couple bucks at. Just like spite. Like, I want to find these groups, and like what they say, I'll be like, yeah. Yeah, I'll throw 20 bucks at that. Fuck these guys. Yeah,
I got 100 bucks in the spite money laying around. What the hell else am I going to do with
right.
it?
Right. Like, this spite could just be your hobby, and hey, you might make some money in the process. You never know.
Absolutely.
But point for you. You'll have a lot of fun with your spite, and that's really all that you're working for anyway, is that those brief glimpses of fun. In between, you can't go to the casino and play the slot machines, you might as well just spend it on Spite.
Well, that's the thing. If you did have $300 to spend on it at the beginning of the week, you just turn that $300 into $30K.
And I just can't. The thing that like amazes me about this is I just, like you said, GameStop has done nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing has changed.
I mean, they're selling some controllers and some video game systems, Travis. And
just imagine the board of directors copies of GameStop. Just sitting around like, what is happening with our stock price right now? Why is this happening?
Guys, why is this even happening? What are we doing?
I need a copy of Sonic the Hedgehog for please.
Yeah, we'll bring it out to your car because of COVID. You can't come in here.
One of my favorite memes I think I saw today was from the Babylon Bee. It was due to GameStop's surging stock prices, they can now afford to give you 25 cents for your used games.
Yeah, that's like Half Price Books, Travis. You go into Half Price Books or the big box of books, and they pick out like four books, and they're like, "Yeah, we'll give you 50 cents for these four, and the rest we won't give you anything for. But feel free to donate them if you don't want them anymore."
Yeah, but we'll take them,
right?
And sell them.
You know what we'll do? We'll go put them on a shelf and sell them, because fuck it, we're Half Price Books. You know, we got room. That's our whole thing. Travis, did you see what Budweiser, the big headline with Budweiser was? They are not buying any Super Bowl ads. They said, we're not buying any Super Bowl ads this year. We're going to give some money to some vaccine ads. And so every news organization in the world puts out a story about how Budweiser isn't doing ads, and that's kind of like an ad, and you didn't have to do anything really. Like, it's the top trending thing on Twitter. Budweiser is not doing any ads. It's going to be on every news station tonight,
and it's going to put it in your subconscious. So when you're watching the Super Bowl, you're like, man, I wish I could see those Budweiser Clydesdales.
Right. I bet they even mention on the Super Bowl at some point, hey, Budweiser isn't doing any ads because they're giving money to COVID ads.
And of all the companies in America that probably doesn't need to do a Super Bowl ad,
right,
they could get by with it for at least 1 year of not doing it. It's probably Budweiser.
Pretty much every corporation that advertises during the Super Bowl who pays exorbitant amount of money to do so probably doesn't need to have. I mean, are you aware of Doritos and how they're delicious tortilla cheesy corn chips? Probably don't need to tell people.
It's a flex, right? It's just saying like, hey, we're really popular and we can just do this because fuck it.
Yeah.
We'll get the
$5 million for 30 seconds. No problem.
Yeah. We'll get the little midget guy from Game of Thrones to do a little dance. And then at the end, we'll say Mountain Dew. And I mean, like, who gives a fuck? You already know about Mountain Dew, but we can do this because we're big shots. It's like wearing a $7,000 watch, Travis. Like, you're saying something without really saying it. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm a big shot. I ran for president and I won, and I can afford a nice fucking watch. Like, what else am I going to spend my money on? You know,
my watch is worth more than your car.
Like, I'm almost 80. Like, you know, people buy my fucking plane flights for me and like, you know, I got a chef downstairs that'll make me whatever the fuck I want. I can afford a $7,000 watch.
And I got an entourage for the rest of my life.
Right.
I got these three dudes that just follow me everywhere.
Right. And like their job
people read the news to me.
Their job is if somebody tries to shoot me, they try to get shot instead. Who gives a fuck? And like, the thing is right now I'm arguing a point that everyone agrees with. And so they won, Travis. By the New York Times for $3, they've defeated me.
They did.
Drunk, do you have what you would
say? Your three free article reads are over for the month.
Drunk, do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Drunk? Something you want the people to know about? Something in your world, Drunk, like a movie you saw, a television show you enjoyed. Maybe you heard a good song.
Ooh, did you have a good meal? Did Did you have a nice meal?
Oh, drunk.
Drunk's pick.
Good meal.
Of the week is Everybody Loves Raymond, streaming on...
We're in season three now. And Travis, I'll tell you...
Netflix, I'm guessing.
What happened, Travis, is I own all of the seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond on DVD.
Oh,
except
this is getting worse.
Season seven. So, like, I have 1 through 6... And 8 and 9.
You actually paid for these?
How did you miss 7?
Well, and that's been a problem with me for a long time, Travis. But, like, I couldn't justify the purchase because, like, I never opened these DVD boxes. Like, I have all the seasons of them for no reason. And so Laura suggested, hey, let's just watch them and then you can buy season 7. Because it bothers me, and I talk about it all the time.
Gifted to you, or you bought them?
I also have Saw 1, 2, 3,
that's
4,
a good question.
And 6, Travis. I don't have 5. I don't know how I missed 5, but I don't know why. Ooh. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6.
Let me.
And you did.
I know for a fact.
You didn't finish it off with the final chapter.
That this family video right next to your house has Saw 5, and they are going out of business.
Yeah, I went in there, and so everything was like $12. I was like,
cheap. Well, that's for a Blu-ray.
I don't want used shit for $12. I have become jaded, drunk. So
you were looking at the Blu-rays. Yeah. DVDs are $4.99.
That's too much for a DVD.
Yeah.
What? I have probably seen season 7 of Everybody Loves Raymond in the clearance section of a Goodwill 50 times,
right?
Like, just go to Goodwill, dude. It's like $1.99.
Sure. No, so I have all these. You know, I wish I had all that money back. Like all that money back in my DVD area, Travis. I wish I just had all.
Oh, dude, how much do you think this wall is right here?
Oh, my wall of CDs
that you don't listen to
that
anymore.
They're all on my phone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna guess you got $3,000 on that wall.
Probably
if
more
not
than
more.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Physical media still rules, man. Eventually, they're gonna pull the plug.
Just think,
once the zombie apocalypse happens,
Travis. Just think,
we're gonna be down in our doomsday bunkers with a DVD player, and we're gonna be the rich ones.
Right. We'll trade our seasons of Everybody Loves Raymond on the street for cans of chili.
Yeah, for the neighbor's
chili.
Wife.
Right.
It's like, I got Everybody Loves Raymond season 1 through 13. Send your wife over.
Right.
She's mine now.
You going to play more bingo?
I got this copy of Edema here.
And I do have the Edema CD.
I like Edema. Yeah. I do like Edema.
Drunk looked at the A's, Travis. He went right to the top. Travis, pick of the week.
Do like Edema. You didn't market for a wife?
Something you want the people to know about, Travis?
Yeah. My pick of the week this week is a documentary called You Cannot Kill David Arquette.
Did you watch it?
Is that the wrestling
it
one?
It is unbelievable. It is about David Arquette's trying to redeem himself for the hatred that he receives for being the WCW world champion.
You know,
for 2 weeks.
I saw like a 10-minute preview of that, and it looked so good.
Yeah, I saw the preview too, and I haven't watched it yet.
Guys, listen, it may have been because I ran out of my anxiety medications like last Wednesday. But I watched this thing on Saturday, like Saturday morning, and the last 20 minutes had me sobbing like a fucking baby. This thing.
You cried
was
at the
so
David Arquette movie, Travis? Well,
Courtney Cox is probably pulling the heartstrings.
The last 15, 20 minutes of this thing with him, like, I'm not going to spoil anything, and then there's some. I'm not spoiling anything, but the last 15, 20 minutes is so well done. In the redemption arc is so complete by the end. I was sobbing. Like, I'm like by myself because the kids were at a friend's house and the wife was out of town. And I'm like, just like, my face is just like
bawling, dripping in his wet fucking living room.
I was fucking bawling and like, boxer, like, why
boxers
is this
and a white t-shirt on?
I tell you what, I gotta watch this David Arquette.
It's
great. It's
on Hulu right now.
It's on the Hulu, Travis?
It's on Hulu right now. I stumbled upon it by accident. It's on Hulu right now.
And what's it called one more time?
You cannot kill David Arquette.
That's right. You cannot kill David Arquette.
There's some brutal shit in it. There's some real shit in it. There's some uplifting stuff. It's just, it is the complete documentary package. I advise everybody to rush out.
He basically went the indie circuit, right?
He was at one point listed as one of the top 500 wrestlers in the world during his run. He goes down to Mexico and trains with some luchadors, which is unbelievable. He's obviously meets back up with his co-star of Ready to Rumble, DDP. It's so good.
There's a pick of the week. It's an easy one, I guess. Like, been watching that WandaVision on the Disney Plus.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on yet, but
me neither.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah,
writers in that show are genius.
I still can't tell if I'd like it or not. So I mean, I don't even own Disney Plus.
Do you like I Love Lucy?
I mean, it was okay.
Drunk. I think, and this is what my wife and I said. After the third episode is, you know, I think I would like this better if I could like watch all of them now.
But that's just because you're spoiled.
Yeah, waiting a week for another half hour. If you can have the patience to wait, drunk, you should. You just wait.
It was genius for them to put out the first two episodes at one time, because after the first one, I was like, huh? And then after the second one, I was like, oh, I get it.
Do you get it, Travis? Because I don't think I get it yet.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I don't know what's happening, but I do know what's happening, especially after the second episode and then into the third one. It's like, yeah, I get it, but I don't know what's happening at the same point.
You know what's happening is that you shouldn't necessarily know what's happening yet.
Exactly. Like, I understand that everything is a construct.
Yeah.
So how many episodes is season one going to be?
Oh, there's been three.
Probably eight.
Yeah, you keep watching them until they don't make
them. Shows were like 24 episodes in a season?
Like Everybody Loves Raymond?
Like Everybody Loves Raymond? Whatever happened to that?
Oh.
Well, that's back in the day when they used to there'd be like 15 filler episodes where you'd be like, yeah, that was fine. You wouldn't even remember it because they had to make 26 episodes. Now you can, like, the story can dictate how many episodes you need. That's much better.
I guess.
Well, guys, I mean, we did it. Podcast month starts next week, Travis. Podcast month, we're going to.
I hope it goes better than Spooky Month.
Celebrate. Yeah,
we're going to have to ask these podcast hosts what they think about Joe Biden's Rolex.
Of course, Travis, I think that needs to definitely be in the question pool. We're going to ask them about Joe Biden's Rolex. We're going to ask them where their wallets are when they're podcasting. We're going to ask them all that stuff. So, guys, thanks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you probably about a week from now.
I'm talking with my friends. So am I tripping?
Yeah, those are amazing.
Did I imagine this on my own and it never happened? But did Totino's used to have a mega pizza roll?
Like a pizza roll that's like really
a burrito big. Size?
Like not quite a Hot Pocket, but almost. Still breathing and breathe out. So I go.
listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave a review, tell a friend. You can also listen live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that network as well, all of which are worth checking out. You can interact with the program via telephone, 636-487-HAND. You can leave us a message or call when we're live. You can contact us through email, mike@wfodshow.com, travis@wfodshow.com, or drunk@wfodshow.com. We're on social media at WFODshow. You can get a hold of Travis at ProduceTravis or drunk@drunkardstl. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, and Val. If you would like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.